The grocery store giant, Whole Foods, is set to open some new locations, but they're small. These new stores will be just a quarter or half the size of a typical Whole Foods. As Clara Bowders reports, this could threaten many of the city's small, upscale grocery stores.
Grace's Marketplace is on 2nd Avenue between 68th and 69th Streets, right around the corner from where a new, small Whole Foods is set to open later this year. But store manager Felipe Juarez is not worried.
I believe the competition is always welcome, but to be honest, like, we are not afraid of competition because this is a family-run business. You can walk in any time of the day and you can chat with at least one of the owners.
This isn't your typical deli. Sure, it has groceries, but it also has a granite countertop with stools where customers can sit down to eat freshly prepared meals. And that means it may soon have to compete with the new Whole Foods. The new smaller locations will cut out lifestyle goods, but will have similar offerings to Grace's groceries and gourmet meals. Juarez has been working here for 25 years. He says there are three things that set apart Grace's from larger chains. First, customers can always find a familiar face. Next, the high quality of their food.
Let's say smoked salmon. All the big chains out there, they buy the smoked salmon like in big batches, and they freeze it. Here, I work directly with our suppliers. There is no like a middleman.
Reason number three, Juarez emphasizes Grace's Marketplace connects with small producers, which means they can offer unique products. He walks down an aisle and pulls out a package of chocolate chip cookies with salt.
This brand of cookies, when I saw it the first time, I was like, salt on a cookie with chocolate. It's something that like you don't really hear.
Despite Whole Foods' move, there are 3% fewer big chain stores in New York City compared to last year. That's according to the Center for an Urban Future, which tracks national chains. It says cell phone stores and pharmacies are shuttering, but coffee chains and retailers offering desserts are expanding their presence. Juarez is counting on customers to stay loyal, and his strategy may work. In the middle of the store at the granite countertop, Lucida Thomas is enjoying a chopped salad with her golden doodle.
Oh my God, I love it. For the restaurant, chef is my favorite. The food is the best. And we know everybody, we're like a family right here, so it's really like good.
Despite hearing about the upcoming arrival of a smaller Whole Foods nearby, Thomas is resolute. She says there's simply no substitute for Grace's Marketplace. For her, it's the connection with the staff that makes this place memorable. But for others, it's the food. For instance, Bill Siegel. He's celebrating the birthday of one of his daughters here. Siegel pulls up a photo album on his phone with only dishes from Grace's Marketplace. Almost 50 photos are of food made by the chef here.
That's the pork chop. That sauce is magnificent. I've eaten plenty of places all around the world, and there's no better.
While we're looking at his album, another customer jumps in.
You know, this is the best restaurant in the city.
I know. I've been hearing from all these people here.
Well, one more. He's really the best.
What's your name?
My name is Glenn, and I'm here probably 12 times a day.
Really?
Not 12 times a day, but certainly 10 times a week.
Whole Foods hasn't yet announced when its new locations will open. But despite its impending arrival, these New Yorkers say they'll stay loyal to their favorite corner store. For now. Clara Bowders, Columbia Radio News.